Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM, time now for Town Talk, and we're speaking with Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism. We wanted to talk about something that came up in a very recent council meeting, murals. You outlined a process as you want to have some murals put up in the community. So let's start with a bit of a background. What is it that you're looking to do in general?
So as many people know, we've recently completed a community improvement plan. As part of that plan, as well as the most recent tourism plan, we've had a lot of community members talk to us about downtown beautification. So one of those things that we would consider a low-hanging fruit, something that we can do, you know, without too much time or money spent to make something look, you know, really nice, is put murals on some of the buildings in our community, especially some of the buildings that are older or maybe underused. So as part of the community improvement plan, one of the things that we're doing is we're putting a mural up on Broadway Avenue to really kind of focus on the downtown core at the start of Broadway Avenue at 96 Broadway and at the end of Broadway Avenue at 16 Broadway, which is right beside the Goose Nest Market. So we have applied for some funding. We're not sure if we're going to get that yet or not, but it's still in the works. And what we're going to do with that funding is to try and install two murals. But while we're waiting for that funding, we're about to release a request for proposals to see if we can get some interested artists who would bid on providing us with the art to install a mural. So council approved a slightly different process for that than we're used to because we'd really like to get the community involved. You can imagine that as a staff member, it's kind of hard to choose an artist. Art is such a subjective thing. And so we'd really like members of the community to be involved in selecting a or two artists for these murals.
How are you going to be trying to get that?
Yeah, so typically for a request for proposals project, we just analyze them as staff. We have a grid that we go through to mark off if they've provided us with the right things, what the cost is, what the approach is. For this, we're adding to that, so we still have to do that process as staff, but we would like the public to review the submissions and vote on them as well. So once we receive all of the submissions, we're going to hold a public vote. Essentially, what that will look like is we're going to host the submissions online on our website. We're also going to have physical copies here at the community center, as well as a survey available so people can pick their favorite and their second favorite, and we'll essentially do a ranked ballot based on what people of the community find the most appealing in those submissions. We're also putting together a small committee. That committee will be formed by a member of the public. We'd like a member of the Goose Nest Market Committee to sit on there, a member of the arts community, as well as a member of council and a member of staff to form a committee and do a more fulsome scoring of that, very similar to what we do for regular projects with a small staff committee. So we'd really like to get the community involved, both in getting the word out. So if you know any artists, we'd really like you to share this request for proposal, as well as when the proposals actually come in, to take a little bit of time, take some look at them, decide on which artist you think is going to provide us with something that really represents our community at either of those two locations.
A mural can be done in a number of forms. Are you looking for somebody who's good at painting, or what are the options on that front?
So in this case, we're actually looking at somebody who can work in a digital medium. The reason for that is, if folks know the Eat Shop Live mural that went up downtown a couple years ago, that was printed on a special 3M product that's meant to go on the side of buildings. It's lasted really, really well through the elements, through, you know, this winter wasn't a tough winter, but a couple winters previous were certainly regular Wawa winters, and it's kind of shown the test of time for relatively low cost. So we're hoping for somebody who can work in a digital medium, who can provide us with essentially a file that we can print out and stick to a building. Couple advantages of that. One, we're hoping it's more wider reaching. Not everybody has skill with a paintbrush, but a lot more people can use digital art in a variety of ways. We're also hoping that in the case anything gets damaged, a digital medium allows us to print out a new small section of a mural to go and stick back on. So it gives us a little bit longer of a lifespan than a traditional mural where, you know, the mural artist might have to return or might not even be able to, you know, repaint it properly without recoating the whole wall. So that's what we're hoping for in this particular RFP.
So what's the timeline that you're looking at? Something for this summer?
Yeah, that's the hope, absolutely. So obviously a lot of it depends on the funding that we receive. So if we're successful in the last funding application that we've done, then that's something that we'll hopefully receive for this summer. If we're not and we have to apply to different funds or try and patch it together in a variety of different ways, then it may be delayed, but we're very hopeful to do this summer.
And at the very least, if you can get this part of the ball rolling, once you've got funding secured, heard, then you're ready to go.
Absolutely. So whether or not we get funding, we're going to put out this request for proposal, we're going to solicit artists, and we're going to look for the community's review and vote on which artist. So that's all going to be happening at the end of April and throughout May. Our submissions for proposals are due. So we'd like to see folks from the community share this as widely as possible to try and get different artists to come out and actually bid on the proposal. And then we're looking at sort of the end of May, the start of June, to have all of these proposals hosted on our website and here at the Community Center for the public to actually review and vote on them.
All right. Again, you said the RFP should be going out soon. As for the committee aspect, what do they need to do on that front?
So we're going to advertise at the start of May to form that committee. Just like any other municipal committee, we have a certain amount of advertising that we do for that committee composition. So keep an eye out on the municipal website, listen to the radio, take a look online, and you'll be able to find that advertisement to participate in the committee.
Once again, that's Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism, joining us for Town Talk at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.